Russia comes to Rome here in the Vatican on Thursday as a selection of works by some of the greatest Russian composers are performed in the presence of Pope Benedict by a Russian orchestra, choir and horn ensemble. The concert, including music by Rimsky-Korsakov, Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky and Mussorgsky, marks the highlight of a week-long visit to Italy by the Russian Orthodox Metropolitan Hilarion, in charge of external relations for the Moscow Patriarchate. After meeting with church leaders in Bologna, Ravenna, Milan and Turin, Metropolitan Hilarion took part in a symposium here in Rome on the witness of Orthodox and Catholics in contemporary Europe and met with top Vatican officials before joining the Pope for the concert in the Paul VI Audience Hall. The performance concluded with a piece for the Ascension written by Hilarion himself. He's a well-known composer and entitled Song of the Ascent. Speaking to journalists at a press conference on Wednesday, the Russian Orthodox Archbishop stressed that the cultural dialogue between East and West is crucial, since it speaks a universal language that can be understood by all.
It is a language which is universally understandable, so everybody understands it in his or her own way. And I think the uniqueness of this language consists in the fact that through music, we can say something which we cannot say in words or through diplomatic means or even through theological terms. And this relates also to other artistic activities. An artist is someone who, in a way, participates in the creative activity of God himself. God created us so that we should be his co-workers. And I think that the dialogue between cultures can bring many positive results. It can also liberate us from prejudices, from negative feelings towards each other, which we may have inherited from the past.
Also attending that press conference with Metropolitan Hilarion was the head of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, German Cardinal Walter Kasper. He says this focus on cultural exchanges marks a new and important step in the dialogue between Rome and Moscow.
Now we have the days of Russian culture here in the Vatican and Russian spirituality also. I think it's a new step in our dialogue. We have the dialogue of theological dialogue, we have the dialogue of spirituality, it's the dialogue of life. Now it's the dialogue of culture, because faith is always enculturated in life and in culture. And so it's a very important step, because as the Metropolitan told us, art is understandable also for people who do not understand the church language, especially our young people understand much better art and especially music. And so this dialogue is very important and can help also for the theological dialogue, create a better atmosphere of mutual understanding. And so, well, ecumenism is an exchange of gifts, not only of ideas, and culture is a gift of God and human gift also. And so through culture we can understand each other better, not only with our intellect, with our brains, but also with our feelings, with our mind, with our whole being. And so I think it's very important, and everybody knows Russian culture has a very great depth, and especially the Russian culture is known to us. And in the relation between East and West, the cultural dialogue is important, because the rift we had in the 11th century was not only a theological, it was not only a political rift, it was a cultural alienation from each other. We did not understand each other, the language and the whole style of life, and so culture can help us to overcome this, and we can give common witness for the Christian roots of our European culture. And Russian culture is also a European culture, and these roots are often forgotten and are also often refuted, and we can tell without any arrogance how much we would miss if we would not have this Christian stamped culture. And so we give witness also of our Christian belief through culture. And so I'm happy that this event can take place.
Have you been able to touch on any of the theological issues at all during this visit with the Metropolitan or not?
No, and we did not. We had not the time. We did speak how we go on in our dialogue, but not about the contents. As you know, we will meet again in Vienna in September. There will be the theological dialogue going on. And of course, the theological dialogue, we are not now in the center of the controversy. It's a ministry of the Bishop of Rome, papacy, and that's a delicate question for both sides. And so we agreed we cannot push, we cannot press each other. We must have a mentality of a serene mentality. And so we hope to go on. And the most important are that the relations are good.
Cardinal Walter Kasper there. But will these improved relations lead to a meeting between the Pope and the Russian Patriarch anytime soon? Well, hopefully, according to Metropolitan Hilarion, Benedict and Kirill will be able to make such a historic encounter. But there's still a lot of work to be done in preparation for this longed-for event.
But it is a desire, it is hope, we must work.
Metropolitan Hilarion is in charge of external relations for the Russian Orthodox Patriarchate in Moscow.